Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? We are very much hopeful that Joe, our friend who was maybe experiencing a heart attack earlier this morning, is. Joe, are you there?
Yep, still here.
Okay, good. That's in more ways than one. That's good to hear. So could you give us a quick update of what happened this morning? And you're at the hospital right now?
Yep. Got to the parking garage. We're waiting to go in there. Just waiting to get this thing over with.
Oh, my. So what were the symptoms you were having this morning, Joe?
Just a little bit of chest pain for the last 3 days.
Oh, my God.
So is it a heart attack or you don't know yet?
It could be the first of, I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Mm. All right, well, let's get you on this game of Beat Migs. Steve, he sounds ready to go, so go ahead and get out of here.
All right.
Good luck. I think.
For those playing along at home, Joe will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am waiting.
What do you get if you freeze water?
Ice.
Correct. Which car company makes the Golf?
Volkswagen.
Correct. How many eyelids do camels have per eye?
3.
Yes. Which state in New England is nicknamed the Nutmeg State?
New Hampshire?
No.
Vermont?
No.
Massachusetts?
No. What does IQ stand for?
ICU?
IQ.
Oh, intelligence quotient.
Yes. What is the Italian word for squid in a restaurant?
Calamari.
Correct. Which NBA star had the nickname Sir Ernest?
Jordan.
Yes. What color is the dot on the flag of Laos?
Nobody cares.
All right, more than 10. How many seasons did Curb Your Enthusiasm have?
4?
No.
6?
No.
3?
No. Which organ
9.
Uses about 20% of your body's total energy?
Oh, my brain.
Yes. And with that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. Not bad, not bad. Steve, welcome back. It's nice to see you.
It's nice. I have so many questions still.
I think,
Joe, you're in my heart right now. And maybe that's not the right term, but like usually they skip you ahead of the line if you show up and say you have a chest pain. Are you waiting to get checked?
No, I'm waiting to finish the game and then I will go in and get checked. So can we move it along here?
Oh, yeah, we can move it along.
Sure.
All right, Steve, are you ready?
Yes, let's go.
Showtime.
What do you get if you freeze water?
Ice.
Correct. Which car company makes the Golf?
Volkswagen.
Yes. How many eyelids do camels have per eye?
per eye, three.
Yes. Which state in New England is nicknamed the Nutmeg State?
Which state in New England? Massachusetts.
No.
New Hampshire.
No.
Maine.
No. What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
Yes. What is the Italian word for squid in a restaurant?
Calamari.
Correct. Which NBA star had the nickname Sir Ernest?
Oh, Michael Jordan?
Yes. What color is the dot on the flag of Laos?
It's red.
No.
Yellow.
No.
Blue.
No. More than 10, how many seasons did Curb Your Enthusiasm have?
11.
No.
12.
Yes. Which organ uses about 20% of your body's total energy?
The heart?
No.
The liver?
No.
The kidney?
No.
The lungs?
No.
The brain?
Yes.
Yeah.
Steve, with time on the clock, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct, and that is a tie.
A
7-7. Joe, go in there and get yourself checked out, my friend. Hope all is well.
Don't tell me what to do.
Okay.
What is up with this guy?
I don't know.
I've never been more concerned and disliked a person more in my entire life.
Jesus.
Don't tell me what to do.
Well, I will tell you, Steve Miggs, that the New England...
He's not really... He couldn't... There's no way he's having a heart attack and he has this kind of like cool calming, unless he's had multiple heart attacks.
Maybe he's experienced.
He's not a doctor, guys, so don't ask him.
Someone said, I hope he's being sarcastic. This guy sounds like a bundle of joy.
The state in New England that is nicknamed the Nutmeg State is Connecticut. The flag of Laos has a white dot on it, and as you clearly are not using 20% of your body's total energy funnels to that brain of yours.
I was like, what are the odds if you have a question about a heart and we have a guy who thinks he's having a heart attack, which I'm not even sure if he really is or isn't, or maybe this is his way of getting on Beat Migs.
Best wishes, Joe.
Well, I mean, if you read some of the texts, not many people are very fond of Joe.
The Daily Migs Show.
Our phone screener, Dayton, shared with us that there's a listener who called in earlier today with something absurd and ridiculous. Apparently, their dog freaks out when it hears my voice.
What's happening this
week? We're going to chat with Drew about his pup after Pearl Jam.
Waiting, watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, take no more, she practices her speech.
So we have this new phone screener named Dayton, and he shares with us things about listeners from time to time when they call in. And
he'll pop in like into the room or in commercial and be like, hey, this person just called in with X, Y, and Z, and it's always, it's kind of awesome.
So he shared with us that a listener called up earlier today, and they have something absurd and ridiculous going on at home, and it involves their dog. And their dog apparently has an issue with me.
Well, why wouldn't they?
I mean, take a number, dog. But it's Drew from Edenville. Drew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Hey, what's up?
What's up, Drew? How you doing, man?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Well, great. I love the fact that your dog has an issue with Taryn, because both Danny and I have an issue with Taryn as well. So,
so Drew, tell us what's going on.
Crazy.
Tell us what's going on with your dog.
Oh, so my dog, I have a German Shepherd, and, you know, I just realized this recently, he howls every single time he hears Taryn's voice on the radio.
What?
I don't know why.
Is this like a thing? Like, does he howl at other people, or is it just Taryn?
No, just Taryn. Like, so I usually, you know, I used to listen to, in my car on my way to work and stuff like that. So I didn't even realize this, but I've been working from home, and I had the radio on, and all of a sudden, he just starts, I couldn't figure out what it was. And I started realizing, I picked up, it was when Taryn talks. Every time Taryn talks, he's, he starts going crazy.
Taryn's husband, Brad, has the exact same response. This is so funny. How old's your dog?
How old? 6 years. 6 years old.
I think your dog's just trying to communicate with me. It wants to be friends because it knows I'm a dog person.
Oh, sure.
He would love you. I mean, he's a sweetheart.
What's your dog's name?
Sweetheart. Jeremy.
Tell me you're a Pearl Jam fan.
He's a big Pearl Jam fan. I like this dog already.
He loves Pearl Jam, yes.
As do I.
Taryn and Pearl Jam.
I also just love a dog with a human name so much.
Jeremy's a good dog name.
Me too.
So are you at home with Jeremy right now?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, we should put this to the...
You want to try it?
So can you put yourself on speakerphone and we'll have Taryn talk and see if Jeremy speaks in class today?
Sorry. Yeah. Hold on, let me take my earbuds out. Yeah, I got you.
Okay, are we ready?
All right.
All right.
We're ready.
the greatest band in the entire world. Everybody knows it is three guys from Toronto. And they're called Rush.
Is that Jeremy? All right, take it off the speakerphone. We don't want to torture your poor dog.
Yeah, that's it. Every single time.
Oh my gosh! I hope it doesn't cause too much of a ruckus at your house.
No, it's fine. It's just very funny.
Can we try one more time? Just one more.
All right, deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. Let's do it.
Are you on speakerphone again? I love how the dog's not saying anything right now when I'm speaking. Jeremy likes me.
All right. Well, everybody knows that the second greatest band in the world is a band called Primus. See? Jeremy agrees with me.
Jeremy, sit. Sit, Jeremy.
Oh, man. Drew, thank you for calling in and telling us this. This is so great.
That was awesome. Thank you, guys.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, the weather continues to change and it's getting worse.
This is the weirdest Monday ever, guys.
I don't know.
The weather is bad and it's going to get worse, guys. And as the temperatures drop, there's a lot of kids out there that don't have a warm winter coat that they can rely on. So that's why we team up every year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm to put brand new coats on kids in need. And Steve, I know you said we're getting donations left and right this morning.
Shout out already to the three Rockaholics who have stepped up for day one. Got some good donations going. Robert Noonenkamp, $69. Don Ayers, $69. And Ron House just donated $100 to Coach for Kids.
Nice. Thank you guys so much. And let's keep it going at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks lost a rough one yesterday versus the Rams, and that included 4 interceptions
Insane.
By Sam Darnold.
4.
So after the game, Sam Darnold had this to say.
Can't turn the ball over as much as I did today. You know, I'll learn from it, watch the tape, grow from it. Gotta give credit to, you know, the Rams. Obviously, they're a really good defense, really good team. I gotta be better personally.
I do love reading like some of like the live chat and people are like, learn from it. He's been in the league for long enough. He should have learned by now. It's like, well, I think it's always gonna be an evolving position.
Every game is a new game, you know?
Oh, yes.
And I know we'll bounce back and learn and grow from this one. You know, we gotta be better in the red zone. It starts with me, getting the guys out there and executing at a high level. Yeah, just can't turn the ball over. I think that's the biggest thing, the biggest takeaway from today is just protecting the football.
And it still blows my mind that even though he turned it over 4 times, that they still had a chance to win it at the end of the game. I think that does say a lot for this team.
Definitely.
Especially the defense.
Oh, yes. Well, many people had to voice how unhappy they are about all of this, so we've got to go straight to the comments.
Got a lot of comments, and we figured who better to read them, because a lot of people were saying that Sam Darnold, he chokes under pressure, so I figured, well, who's known for choking?
Okay.
Okay, when I say it that way, those options were not available on our little website that we get.
Jenna Jameson.
I was thinking more towards a certain president that once choked on a pretzel. Choking. It was a stretch. It was the best I could do. Do you remember that president?
I don't remember that.
Wasn't it Bush?
It was.
Yeah, I remember that.
George W. Bush.
No way.
You don't remember when he choked on a pretzel?
That. No.
It wasn't a soft pretzel. It was a hard pretzel.
Of course. The hard ones are difficult.
Palate cleanser. And we begin. Here's the comment. As read to us by Robot George W. Bush. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
He isn't shaking the choke narrative with this performance.
No, it didn't help. I mean, it definitely brought... I'm happy, though. If you're going to choke, don't choke at the last game of the season into the playoffs. Ugh. Choke in the middle of the season. You know, I said they're going to be 13-4. You can't go 13-4 if you win every game.
That's right, Steve.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Optimism.
For a moment, I thought they were going to interview Sam as the winning quarterback since he helped the Rams win the game.
He kind of did.
That's funny. I'm sorry.
Bunch of people getting Rams Darnold jerseys now.
Ooh.
No.
Man, Sam sees ghosts when he plays the Rams.
Yeah. I mean, I was kind of hoping that this would have been like that redemption game for him. But you know what? Fortunately, or unfortunately for us, we do play the Rams again on a Thursday night game in December.
Well, we're going to show them what's up. That's what's going to happen.
Hey, if he only gets them intercepted three times, we'll win the game.
Right?
If we still had Geno, he would have only thrown three interceptions.
Maybe that's what Sam was doing, just trying to tell us how it would feel if we still had Geno Smith as our quarterback.
Yeah, like we should feel blessed.
Isn't it crazy that Geno Smith and the Las Vegas Raiders are playing Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys? I don't know. Anyone really wants to see that game.
No.
Maybe if you're from Vegas or from Dallas, but I even think in that situation, you might not want to even watch that game.
It's hot garbage.
Yeah.
Some asshole is seeing off fireworks. This isn't Los Angeles, bitch. Ooh.
That was my comment, actually. There were a lot of fireworks going off after the game in Puyallup.
Dude.
I'm like, are we just trying to get rid of the fireworks, or are there a bunch of Rams fans?
Better not be.
If it freaked us out, because Tatum and I were outside playing chalk on the ground, and because that's what you do after the Seahawks lose, you play with chalk.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the fireworks went off, and it freaked both of us. I'm like, well, I wasn't expecting it.
No Rams fans around here.
I blame our friend Andy.
Oh, yeah?
Kayla's husband.
Oh,
that
for
works
sure.
Here. He's a Rams fan. I bet it's him.
Boo that man.
We need to call the cops on them.
Sam forget what team he's playing on.
Yes. Yeah. He absolutely did. He saw blue jersey. He started throwing it to them.
Wow.
Clearly, Cooper Kupp is an informant for the Rams.
I do have to say, you didn't watch the game. Danny, you watched the game, right?
Yeah.
Did you get duped? Like, I got duped by Cooper Kupp when he clearly did not catch the ball, but at the moment it looked like he did, and he ran it in for a touchdown. I'm like, this is amazing. Turns out the ball bounced on the ground, and he still picked it up and ran it in.
I thought he did it, too.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Very sad.
Games like this are the reason Darnold isn't still in Minnesota.
Last I checked, Minnesota does not have a winning record. I think they would. I don't think they would mind having Sam Darnold this year.
Oh, for sure. This is just one rough game.
All right, one more comment.
Oh, yes.
I'm with EJ4. Fuck all the haters. That being said, Sam sucked today.
And if you didn't know, Ernest Jones IV, who plays on defense for the Hawks, he was in his press conference. And he always is great in the press conferences. And he's always battling, I think, using words that he should not be. If there's a swear jar, I feel like he's the one putting the most money in it. Because he'll drop like S-bombs during the press conferences. But yesterday's press conference, he dropped the F-bomb not once, but twice when talking about Sam Darnold.
I mean, Sam's been balling. Like, if we want to try to define Sam by this game, or what, man, Sam's been had us in every f-ing game. So for him to sit there and say, oh, that's my fault. No, it's not. It was plays that defensively we could have made plays. There were opportunities where we could have got better stops. It's football, man. And he's our quarterback. We got his back. And you got anything to say, quite frankly, f-you.
You heard him.
Dude, there were a few chuckles in the media room after he said that, because it's like, how do you even follow up after hearing that?
You listen to the man.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love for you to join us at Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday, something we've never done before, and it's happening at Angel of the Winds Arena in Everett on Friday, December 12th, and that is going to sneak up real quick. So go ahead and get your tickets now at KISW.com and come see Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead, all performing acoustic on December 12th.
Quite frankly,
we know that many of you are just waking up and getting started with your morning, and you might be curious what is happening out there in the world of pop culture. So we have gathered a few tidbits, and we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending?
on the Daily Mix Show.
A cameraman for CTV News in Canada is undergoing a life-changing treatment, and it's all because of a random encounter he had while he was out on an assignment. So he was putting a microphone onto a neurosurgeon, and the neurosurgeon noticed that his hands were shaking, and she said to him, I can fix that. So he's been suffering from essential tremor since he was a teenager, and this is the cameraman, Kirk Neff, and the surgeon talking about the surgery and recovery.
There'll be a point where I'm losing it, and my hand's shaking so much, I'll be like, honey, honey, you gotta take it. And by that time, everything's all over the place.
I can fix that. And we reviewed the options for surgical treatment of patients that have essential tremor.
What type of impact has this had?
You saved my life. You saved my career. I hate being emotional like that, but you saved my career. I probably wouldn't last probably the next 5 years because it was getting worse, and and you saved it.
How about he's gone his whole life and nobody's figured that out, and it took a random encounter of him just miking up a doctor?
Serendipity.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's just insane.
Though. You always hear those kind of stories, like the
melanoma one.
Yeah, when people see you on TV, and it's like it happened at a Kraken game, but it's happened with like anchors from newscasts and stuff like that, where a doctor's watching and said, hey, I see that thing on your body and it's not good. We should have it checked out.
Yeah, that's really cool that people will speak up and help folks like that.
Yeah, I'm just not, that's why I'd probably be a bad doctor. I'm just not that observant. For many other reasons, like intelligence and, like, you know how to do things. I don't really sew very well that well either, so surgery would be a bad thing. But
well, at least you know that.
Okay, I'm aware. You know, Thanksgiving is just right around the corner, which is crazy to think, which also means a full day of football.
Yeah.
Which I look forward to. We're actually having Thanksgiving at our house this year.
How are you?
Which I'm fired up about, because that means I could just, like, turn on the games and not even have to worry about driving anywhere and missing any of the action. And if you're worried about, like, hey, who's playing, who's performing at these games, because they treat the Thanksgiving games like mini Super Bowls when think about it, with the performances. Well, I think one of three might be kind of fun to check out, which is more than usual. There's three halftime shows. The one that I'm most excited about for the Lions-Packers game, Jack White.
Hell yeah.
I think that'd be really, like the Detroit guy. Yeah. Makes sense. I mean, I don't know any artists that come out of Green Bay anyway, so.
I don't think I do either.
All right, Cowboys-Chiefs game, Post Malone.
Posty.
And, yeah, I know. It's probably into some of that country crap.
Well, that and also Cowboys. Boo.
Okay. Is that why they have him? Because now he's like kind of a wannabe Cowboy, so they figured, okay.
Well, he's a big Cowboys fan.
Oh.
Like, he always is wearing the jerseys and stuff, which I think I don't know if he was his whole life, but I just like to pretend that he wasn't, and I hate him more for it.
Well, now he's into country music. Yeah. He has to be a Cowboys fan, I guess. And then Lil Jon is performing for the Ravens Penguins game. Penguins. Bengals. I don't know why I said Penguins.
I'm pretty fired up for Lil Jon.
Okay, two out of three ain't bad then.
I mean, that was a big part of my, club scene in my college
Your
years.
Club scene. Oh, gosh.
In Indiana, school resource officers with the sheriff's office infiltrated a local elementary school to jokingly crack down on the whole 6-7 thing. So on Wednesday, they shared a video on their Facebook page catching students using the phrase in class. So this is a student getting caught in the act of 6-7.
So we added change 4. What else, Emery?
6-7.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. What'd you say? Did I just hear 6-7, Mrs. Keller? You did. I think it was this one. I saw her hand up. Oh, yeah. First ticket of the day. Oh, no. Hey, Indiana code 6-7. It's now against the law to use the words 6-7 unless using it in a math problem or someone's age.
I mean, we have a swear jar at our house that Barrett makes us put money in when we say bad words. I think I'm going to start fining him for 6-7.
Does he do it a lot?
Yeah, all the time.
Tana doesn't do it very often, but when she does it, you can tell, like, she's fired up to throw it out there. But it's maybe like once or twice a week.
Oh, these kids.
Oh, did you see what happened at that Oklahoma State women's basketball game where the coach hit a timeout when they scored 67 points? I mean, they were blowing out the other team. It was like 67-25 when this happened. But she called a timeout specifically so that they could have a moment for the fans to freak out. And the fans did just that.
Oklahoma State leads to a Roku steal in a bucket for Lena Girardi. And a quick timeout from J.C. Hoyt. Oh, she took the timeout when the Cavaliers got to 67. She knows how to fire up the home crowd today. Look at this. Players are getting into it. That's some heady timeout there from Coach. We'll be back in just a moment.
The mascot was doing it. All the fans were doing it. Why didn't they ever do this whenever they score 69 points? We never should have a moment where everyone calls timeout and people freak out.
That's just disappointing.
Right?
The Daily Mix Show.
Although the gestures on 69 might not get on TV. Oh,
how would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has 359 wins, 124 losses, and 103 ties this year. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.